If that be you, bid me come unto you on the water. Now, here's something. Let me drop this in so I don't forget to say it. Because Peter said, if that be you, bid me come to you on the water. And the Lord said, come. But that was the extent of his faith. He didn't make it back. He made it out there. Right? He said, if that be you, bid me come to you. He said, okay, come. There was faith enough to come, but it wasn't faith enough to get back. Come on. It may sound silly to some, but see, that's what some people's faith is. You got faith to get out of debt, but all you do is have faith to get out of debt so that when you get out of debt, you get in debt again because you got faith to get out of debt. So you get back in debt somehow to get back out of debt because your faith isn't getting out of debt. So you have to stay. I'm not talking about good debt. I'm talking about bad debt. Make sense? Peter said, if that be you, bid me come unto you on the water. He said, come. And the word come. So I don't forget this. Let me drop this on you too. Because God said, come. Right? Peter stepped out on what God said. But then, as we read on, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. The extent of his faith. But when he saw the wind boisterous, now, see that carnal stuff that they were dealing with when they wanted to make him a king, being governed by the senses rather than the spirit, now he looks around and sees, it says, he heard the Lord say, and he stepped out on what he heard, but then he allowed what he saw. He saw the wind boisterous. And he allowed what he saw to override what he heard. Amen. That's what happens many times in our walk. We allow what we see or what somebody's doing or what the circumstances are looking like versus what we heard God say. Amen. You see, faith doesn't come by seeing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So we have to hear some stuff long before we see some stuff. Just about clean those ears out. Don't use anything sharp in there now. Clean those spiritual ears out. We need to hear. My sheep, hear my voice. Peter heard, but then he allowed what he saw to cause him to fear again. And when he saw the wind boisterous, in verse 30, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? Now he had faith. He made it to Jesus. Actually, he started to sink, but that's all the faith he had. Jesus had to walk him back to the boat. Because he allowed what he saw to override what he had heard. The Lord doesn't always speak to us in audible voices. He may. Where we visited, now when we were in this conference back in Illinois, I was 18 years old and I heard the audible voice. It was an angel. But I heard him just like you hear me right now. I heard it. But after I heard it, my eyes opened and I saw what I didn't see that whole day, but I saw into the spirit realm and I saw how my life was in jeopardy. But it was because I heard. He simply said this. I looked up at the clock in that lounge where there was about 100, 150 people noise and music, playing pool, all kind of stuff going on, foosball, everything going on. I looked up at the clock. It was 11 o'clock at night, and the angel or the Lord said, it's time for you to go home. And as soon as I heard, my eyes opened. See, sometimes we're looking to see something before we hear it. But see, faith doesn't come by seeing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We have a book of promises here. You hear some people say sometimes, well, how can I know the will of God? Here it is right here. Here it is right there. Well, how can I? Here it is right here. What do you mean? Well, we pray what people call the model prayer or the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Is that right? Amen. Thy will be done on earth. How? Say it again. On earth how? Say it again. On earth? As it is in heaven, right? Okay, well, get a picture of how is it in heaven? Is there sickness in heaven? Is there confusion in heaven? You know, the list can go on and on and on and on, but our prayer is, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is the will of God. Come on. Tell somebody right now, God is only good. All that evil stuff, God's not doing it. Don't fool yourself and don't let the devil fool you saying, oh, is this God? No, God's not. God has nothing to do with evil. There is no darkness in God. There is no variableness of turning. God is always good. All he's ever been is good. All he'll ever be is good. His thoughts toward you are peace and not evil. Don't get it twisted. The devil's a liar, a deceiver, a trickster. He'll try to get you to turn on God. Think God's doing it to you. God's not doing it to you. What there are spiritual laws. And when you break those laws, if you go up on top of the roof and jump, you ain't gonna fly unless you got something, you know. You better have a parachute or something, you jump. Because there's a law that says it's called gravity. And it will snatch you and pull you and body slam you. Every time. It'll do it every time. Why? It's law. There are laws that govern everything. And when you walk in the spirit, we walk by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When we conduct our lives in that manner, it doesn't mean that we don't go through, but it does mean that we stand as we go through. And our trials and tests, they perfect us. They sharpen us. They don't defeat us. They take us to another glory. Amen. It's like pruning back a bush. You prune the bush back and it starts to grow and it'll grow more. And that's God's will, that we bear more and more fruit. But if your mind is not renewed, every time a little wind blows or you hear a boisterous or you see something, then you faint. You know, you're no good. You're afraid. You're ready to run back. You're ready to give up. You're ready to throw in the towel. That's never the will of God. And God is only good. Tell somebody again, God is only good. He comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Life and then more abundant. How many know there's more life than what you have right now? Come on, I said, how many know there's more life than what you have right now? But if your mind is not renewed to it, you'll just settle down with the crumbs falling off the table. Got news for you. That's not God's will. I don't care what the economy does. What the world looks like or where the world is going, amen, we live in a spiritual Goshen. Amen. Our resource is God's resource. Our resource comes from heaven. We're not governed by this. God, I don't care what they say about the resources in the world and all that. This is all manipulated and orchestrated because there's a narrative and an evil agenda behind it. But there's more resources in the world than we could ever exhaust. Amen. We tap into the resources of heaven. Amen. So here, let's go back to the story. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "Oh, you of little faith, where did you doubt?" He started out wrong. "If it be you." And then he looked, rather than staying with what the Lord said. The Lord said, "Come." If he'd have just stayed with that. But he looked, and the wind was howling and the waves were roaring, and he looked and fear struck him. Because again, back then, back when Jesus fed, they were carnal. They were acting carnal. And so God sent them this way in order to deal with that carnality. Because, let's take a look. When Peter said, "Lord, save me," verse 31 says, "And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore did you doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. It was all over. The trial was over. The test was over. How is it storming all that evening and suddenly when they get back in the ship, it's over? Because it wrought something in them. It says, and they that were in the ship came and worshiped him. He got them back into the place they were supposed to be in. Instead of trying to make him a king, they came and worshiped him as the Lord, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were going over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. Tell somebody, God just getting ready for your next phase. Come on, there's a blessing on the other side of what you're going through. There's a blessing on the other side. God has some stuff waiting on you, but he's got to work on you in the due process to get you ready, amen, to get you the capacity to contain what he's got waiting for you. I'm going to find me some amens back here if I don't get none out there. Look here. And when the men of that place, it says, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Now that was a new, something new as well. Only one person had done that, the woman with the issue of blood. Remember, this was a whole new dimension of things. He wasn't laying hands, all they do was touching.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda.
An agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.